Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's August 6, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released December 20, 2002.
Nazarene, I've really got to know, and I'm sure a lot of other people want to know too. Did aliens help build the pyramids?
Not aliens, Allura. Alien technology. You see, there were a couple of devices left over from our time that the people of that era in Egypt still possessed and knew the basic knowledge of how to use. With these devices, they were able to make huge stones weigh practically nothing, so only a few men could move them up the ramps and into position, even very steep ramps. So the work went very fast and required very few people. These devices were later destroyed by people thinking that there was great treasure inside of them, and they broke them open and broke them up and found only circuitry and wire and destroyed these devices. But basically, this is how the people of ancient Egypt were able to construct these great structures so quickly. They had these devices. It's a good thing the devices were destroyed, because if they were found by modern man and copied, it would put them way ahead technology-wise and be very, very dangerous. So in the end, it was a good thing that these foolish people did break them up and they were melted down and used to make tools with. But that is how the ancient Egyptians were able to make these great stone structures so quickly, is they had a little technological help from a long, long time ago. And it was a wonder the devices still work after all that time. But they did. Haven technology. It was well built.
What a great week this has turned out to be, Nazarene. What marvelously fascinating things we've learned from you. Come on, everybody. Send in some questions so we can solve some more mystery.
It has been a good week, Allura. But I am disappointed that so many of our friends have stopped writing. I have enjoyed many of the questions from the children, and they have just disappeared. I do hope they will return also.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. Back in the 70s, I wrote a science fiction book called Spiritland about a young man who becomes a superhero. Check it out at voicesfromspirit.com/sl/sl.htm.
We're back. God, this is rather embarrassing. One of our associates, who is really rather humorous, asked the question that he says is absolutely serious between him and his wife. How often do you and God the Mother relieve your frustrations, if you understand what I'm talking about? If this is too embarrassing, we will understand if you don't want to answer the question.
Allura, I think I have a pretty good idea what this individual is asking, and I don't think it's too embarrassing to give an answer. God, the Mother, and I are male and female. We do what male and females do quite often. The answer is usually once a day. That is because we get a lot of frustration because of all the problems that are brought to us along those lines, if you know what I mean. It gets very frustrating towards the end of the day, and we usually send people off and have a little privacy and join with each other and be one with each other, fulfill our needs. We're male and female, as I said. We need, as he says, to relieve our frustrations once in a while, and once a day is not unreasonable. I remember that you and Demetrius had problems along these lines, too. But that is the usual, Allura. I don't think it's really unusual for a man to desire his wife each day. I think it's only appropriate. Of course, some wives would prefer that maybe once a month, but I don't think that they are very proper wives. That's just my opinion, of course. But I think God the Mother agrees with me on that, too. I think that's the answer to the question that you're asking, Allura, and I don't think it's too embarrassing once a day.
Oh, God, no pun intended, but I think God the Mother is one lucky lady.
Well, actually, Alora, for quite a few ages, I have considered that I am one lucky guy.
We'll be back again.